Yes.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So you see, it's there's the red button.
I'm gonna sit.
Do I come in a little closer?
I don't know.
Well, hey, we have. Oh, wow! Look at you. Yes, absolutely.
You ready? I think we're on time.
We are on time. Let's see. We have four people with us at the moment. Hello, you four lucky buggers. Lovely to meet you, and welcome to our little chat room here.
I'm Angel Renee, and this is my very handsome, very naughty hubby,
Marco. I am Marco, and hopefully some of you have some questions for us this evening. Let me come a little closer to you, because you're so touchable. My God.
Yeah, so we...
oh, golly, I forgot. Tonight. Oh, I forgot that we were live. I just wanted to touch her all over. So many of you may have seen our podcast or may have seen our advertisements here on SDC. We are Miami Swings, the podcast, and we are a audio and a visual podcast. So you can watch us on our website video, and you can also watch us on YouTube. Watch the video of us actually doing a podcast and laying on the bed and getting all sexy and talking about our hot wife experiences.
Pretty much like this, sexy like this.
Yeah, sometimes there's lingerie, sometimes there's different kind of looks. So who we got? Hello, is that Gil? What we're going to do, just to start off this evening, and I just made a little faux pas, we're not going to be representing persons by name to add a little anonymity into the session, especially because we're talking about hot wifing. So please feel free. We're going to say hi to everybody as they join, but not just by name. To add that anonymity, you can ask away your questions and we'll answer any of them that we can, right?
Yeah, first we're going
to... I mean, do they want anonymity or do they want people to know what they're up to? I'm not quite sure.
Let's just have some fun, baby doll.
Look at this.
Let's talk about hot wifing.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about... Put your hand right inside.
Can I...
Right inside. Inside.
It's inside. So let's start with this because we've had so many people talk about how to successfully...
Kiss.
Experience... And this is mostly from you young guys. I know that you want to come over and play with me, and I totally get it. So I'm going to let Marco help you a little bit here and give you some tips, okay? Because this way we all, it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, so this particular session today is all about hot wifing and how to hot wife successfully. We're a super, super successful hot wife couple. I love watching and organizing studs and guys to come around and have sex with my beautiful wife. I'm totally obsessed with watching her have sex with people. It's fabulous. And I like organizing it too. I like to actually connect with the guys, have the guys contact me and make sure. Quite often, she doesn't even know their name or what they look like before she has sex with them.
No, it's so much fun. She totally
trusts me to take care of the entire process. So that's one of the things. So where should we start?
Okay. Now I'm so hot. Actually, I'm literally sweating thinking about.
You're quite welcome to take your clothes off. So let's just think. So how does hot wifing work for us, and what are some of the expectations, and how does it work for us? How about that as a start?
Yeah.
So what are your expectations from hot wifing?
So we used to, this is how it used to go down with us, where Marco would beg every day. Please, 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 please.
I used to beg her to have sex with people. Yeah. Beg her.
So finally we started doing it, and now I tend to come to him a little more. Although if it's his birthday or something special, or he's just feeling like he deserves a little extra love, he says, please, can I set one up? So then we actually, do you always use SDC? Is that how you
I do it? Use SDC for our setups. Yes. The SDC is definitely our go-to place. I find it very safe, very secure. And I have a whole bunch of, processes that I go through. What's interesting, and I didn't mean to cut you off, is that we have a lot of guys on here. And one of the things that I think is probably going to be important for us to talk about tonight is the guy's perspective. How does a guy become a successful participant in a hot wife couple? Because we're going to have two different sets of people want to talk to us and listen to us about hot wifing. There's going to be one, the couple, that's going to want to get into hot wifing and want to know that process.
Yep.
how do I do it? How do we talk about it? What are the expectations? What's the process going to be like? And then the other big part is a lot of guys want to know, how do I become a bull? How do I become the stud or the bull or the guy in a threesome or a fivesome or a foursome, right?
That's why I'm here tonight to help you. So how about that?
Let's do from the hot wife experience. Why don't you tell them, baby? Let's do it.
Just like that.
Why don't you tell them what your expectations from a new guy to have sex with is?
Well, because I trust, because we're married and I trust my husband 100%, right?
Yeah.
So I know that it's usually at our home, although it's been in hotels. Actually, the sexiest one is when you meet in the bar of the hotel.
You have to be a team player. I like that.
You have to be a team for sure. Whoever just said that. Yeah, but I trust him 100%. So he does all this back end work that he's going to talk to you bulls about here in a minute. Because I expect that when you arrive, that you arrive ready to treat me right, like a lady. I mean, like really.
Yeah, and you know, somebody just posted something on the feed, and that is kind of almost one of the things that, for me as a hot wife husband, I would not respond to. And that's what I would love to have sex with a blonde lady and give her a massage and make her feel good. That's really not what I want to hear. What I want to hear a guy say is, hi, your wife is really, really pretty, and I would love to meet her, and I would love to make her feel good. I would love to treat her right and make her feel incredible. We already know everybody wants to have sex with you, so that's kind of like a misnomer. That's like saying it's daylight outside when it's already daylight. I don't want to hear that. What I want to hear is, are the clouds white and fluffy? Is the sky blue, dark blue, or aqua blue today? I actually want to have some content and some thought into the process.
So, very deep, but this very is deep. This was
but
the
it's
point
real.
Of tonight. Yeah, so listen, this is what you say. You say, Marco, your wife, I feel weird saying it about myself, but
yeah.
Marco, your wife's really beautiful, and I would really love to spend some time with her and get to know you guys.
That would give me a response.
Feel really nice, like a princess.
Yeah.
And trust me, in his mind, he's thinking, young guy, hard cock, fucking my wife. Yes, I get to really see the action. Yeah. But he's going to put you through the process first of showing some respect.
Absolutely.
Right?
So what's the one photograph that won't get to a second email?
Well, I mean, okay, ironically, don't send the dick pic in the very beginning. You're going to be sending it eventually because he's going to want to see it because he knows what kind of cocks I like
the
to
one,
suck. And
so,
lick
yeah,
and,
so, so
you know.
just so all single guys or all bulls that are bulls, wannabe hot wife bulls out there, I probably get about 60 emails a day from men.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I mean, there's 3 million something men on this site. And on the different on the different sites that we belong to, I probably get up to 60 emails. Not a day, but each time I go on to SDC or to one of the sites, I probably have to sift through anywhere between 10 and 60. The very first emails that I delete, I don't even read them, are dick pics.
Yes, you have
don't
to
even,
do that.
Because what happened in that is my expectation as a hot husband is that you didn't show my wife any respect before even knowing her. So if you're not showing her any respect in an email, what kind of respect are you going to show her in actual interaction in real life? And I think that's where the setup goes so wrong for so many people.
So, right. So we know a lot of couples that do this similar that do things the way we do. I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of you don't. A lot of you want to show a dick pic, show up and do it. And that's totally fine. Okay, really, let's be honest, there are no judgments here. But if you want to have an experience, like a really good, sensual, sexual, good experience that you will remember for a long time, you got to set it up for success from the beginning.
You know, I really think it's almost like going to a meeting. That very first impression counts and it sticks there. And so when I get a dick pic, it's the immediate response is delete without even, and the person unfortunately might have been the very best match for you sexually, but they never got past step one.
I know, and it's so sad because there's so much fun to be had, you guys.
Yeah. Second item to talk about, and we're really just talking about guys at this point, studs or bulls, is on your profile, if you only have one photograph and it's of a girl, that's a delete because it's not showing who you are. If you only have a photograph with no head, that's a delete. Because if you're not prepared to be loud and proud about having sex with my beautiful wife, because a lot of people would say, well, it's for privacy. Privacy from who? For you to say that you had sex with her to a friend would be an accolade. So why would you hide your face? It's normally because you're married or in a relationship. That might not be true, but that's my expectation. Right?
Someone said this is a full-time job for you.
Yeah, it really is. Ironically, it really is a full-time job. And we don't even know the half of it yet. I'm going to get into that. So from a bull's point of view, show your face. Dick pic is the last pic.
Yeah, trust me, we want to see
it. We will want to see your penis, but we just won't want to see it as the first picture. And
a little mystery. For
Yeah. So one photograph's not going to do it. No head in the photograph's not going to do it. A photograph of somebody else is not going to do it. So they're just the basics of the 101.
So someone did. Okay, listen, yes. Guys, we can't. There's so much to read, but I do.
We do have videos. Somebody asked us. If you go onto YouTube or onto miamiswings.com, we have videos that you can watch already.
Yeah. No, but someone just posted something really I won't say your name, especially because they're saying that they can't disclose because they're professionals, their face. This is okay. So this is what we do it privately, right? No problem. You have Kick, you have all kinds of things, and we can all be involved in a four-way or three-way. If you saying we are professionals, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Now, you know, that has been told us a lot. We actually have, outside of our hot wife life, very big public lives. We actually have had billboards all around cities of our faces. So we have very big public lives. So we understand the privacy thing. And in all honesty, it's never hit me that way. Because if someone says, aren't you that guy on SDC, but you're on a big billboard on I-95 going towards Fort Lauderdale? I'm like, yeah, and I can have sex with the most beautiful people.
Yes. Yes. However, this is new for us just in the last couple of years because we were.
Well, we've always had our faces on there.
We've all kind of threw caution to the wind a little because we just like to be naughty and
Why not be proud of having sex with the most beautiful people in the world?
Yes, but totally.
I guess he could be a vicar. Could be a priest. I'm actually a clergy, so you know I understand that process as well. Am I a clergy?
Oh my God! If you need to get married, he can.
I can marry you.
I am
a clergy. We do understand the need for privacy. But I think more to the point that I was trying to kind of like get at was make the introduction honest, real. Show your face. Be open about who you are. Not a dick pic. Not a line saying I'd love to fuck your wife. We already know that part. That's why we're connecting with each other, and that's why we're on the site.
Yeah, we're all here for the same reason.
We're all here for the same reason, yeah. And what if you have a well-known face? Well, we do have well-known faces, so we actually do get that because we are pretty well-known in our other business. I think it's a level of confidence that, fortunately, we are now confident in the lifestyle. So perhaps it's just a point. Perhaps you're not there yet, but you will be in the future.
Yeah.
Or you might not be. It's up to you.
Totally. So
each to their own.
Getting back on track to the I'm literally trying to help some of you really hot guys on there we just don't even know if you're real. This is part of the problem. So you'll sometimes, I really don't come on here very often, but you'll scroll through and say, do you like that one? I'm like, yes. So that in that case, that's when you connect and you say, okay, listen, between me and you, can we see a picture of you? You hold up two fingers?
Yeah, that was actually, so we do have a process, just so you know. And some of your husbands out there that are going to get into hot wifing, this is actually my first step when I find a chap that I think I would like to have sex with my wife, is I ask that person, first of all, I communicate. You're nearly 100% always speaking to the husband, which is the most important thing. And then what I do is I ask the stud or the cuck or the bull, if I could get a recent photograph of them and their face with them holding two fingers up like this, because then I know it's current. And sometimes I changed it and I say three fingers, sometimes four. So it's not a standard. And in this way, it actually allows me to really know that it's not someone that stole some pictures off of Facebook.
And you guys that have done this with us, you know it's totally worth it.
It's totally worth it.
You know it's worth it. I mean, I remember all of it.
Yeah, if you actually look at our reviews.
I have like one drink and then I try. Yeah. I want to remember everything. Yeah,
so we're actually Miami Swings right here, but our.
Oh my gosh.
We're miamiswings.com, but our private profile that we actually hotwife on is Marco Renee on SDC. And you'll see we have lots of reviews from guys. And all of the guys, after they've had an experience with us, say that it's absolutely amazing. The process, the way it was done was really, really respectful, easy, classy, sexual, fun, right? And they all love having sex with you. So that's like a bonus.
It's just so much fun. It's so different. Like I love having sex with my husband. But
did you see that lovely response? Someone actually just wrote something, which I thought was quite nice. Your wife is stunning. I would definitely like to talk to you guys. You're an amazing couple. That's a really nice introduction. Lovely. Like as a hot husband, that would lead me to say, hi, can we have a chat some more?
Yeah, and then
you just want to see their abs and their muscles and their tattoos and their big hard cock. I already know you.
No,
what's the most important
for me? Because
a big hard cock, muscles,
slow,
or tattoos?
I like all of it, and I love beards because they tickle.
She loves beards because when they lick her pussy, it tickles all of her legs and all of her area. She loves that. Yeah, it's just the coolest. And I actually love watching bearded guys have sex with you. For some reason, it's. Because I'm so metro, to see a kind of like cowboy or like a lumberjack dude having sex with you just really turns me on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm someone's smitten with you.
I don't know.
And so just so you know, girls, I'm also a hot husband. So if you want to come around.
Oh, yeah, we can forget
that. And if you want to introduce yourself to Renee and say, I'd love to have sex with you two as a couple and you know, a little kissing with Renee and a little sex with me would be perfectly fine. We'd love to have you over. It's going to be the same process, but Renee's going to do it instead of me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I like to kiss girls, too.
Oh, yes.
I'm a very good kisser.
She is an amazing kisser. Just so you know, guys, as soon as you're in the door,
you're
already hard. And as soon as she says, it's time for you to come on my tits, it's over. That's it.
No, I got to stop saying that.
I got to stop saying it. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I have to stop saying it. It's like, I love it, but then they kind of end.
So, you know, we're going to, how long have we been going? So we have 71 viewers today. So that's always lovely to know. I'm not quite sure how long we've been going.
This is our first official one, you guys, just in case you care. We are on Instagram. Miami Swings Podcast.
Let me just put that little nipple in there. Yeah. So every 2 weeks we're going to be on.
Yeah. Every 2 weeks, same on hump day, 7 p.m. Florida time.
7 p.m.
We're on Instagram. It's Miami Swings Podcast. We are on Facebook.
Miami Swings.
Mark and Angel.
Or Miami Swings.
Which is going to change, though, in about a month.
It's actually Marco and Renee.
It's Marco and Renee. What did I say?
It's okay. So,
Marco and I changed.
So the main thing is we're actually going to do a hot wifing session every 2 weeks on a Wednesday we're going to review after we've done this session at the questions that came up and then address those questions on our next one. So you can tune in and we're going to address those questions for you. If you have anything really important that you want to talk about, please message us so that we can talk about it in the show.
They should message us at Miami Swings.
At Miami Swings here on SDC.
Oh, here.
Or you can do miamiswings@yahoo.com. And the main thing is, we do have the podcast, Miami Swings. You can find us on YouTube, Stitcher, iHeartRadio.
Here on
SDC. You can watch us on YouTube. You can also go to our website and listen or watch our podcast when you're at the gym or driving your car or doing whatever. And one of the subject matters that we're going to be talking about is going to be hot wifing. So it's so much fun to talk about hot wifing. And actually, you'll see a little video that we just did. The last guy that came around and had sex with Renee. I filmed her getting ready, putting a eyeshadow on in this little baby doll see-through negligee, getting ready for this ball to come around and fuck her. Do you want to play it?
No, I'm just. I'm going to show them.
Oh, the negligee.
It's so cute.
This is a totally cool see-through negligee.
Oh, yeah.
So when the last guy that came around to have wonderful sex with Renee for me to sit in the corner and masturbate and watch, I filmed her getting ready, doing her makeup and her lipstick and doing her hair. It was so hot for me to film her getting ready to get fucked. It was so exciting for me as a hot husband. Really, really was.
Yeah, and you know, I would love to hear.
Did it turn you on some more, knowing that I was filming or watching you getting ready to have sex with someone?
Totally. But you guys, listen, honestly, I have really high libido. I just do. Oh, I don't know what's going on with it. But I would love to hear. We would love to hear your experiences. So
do I always
and
watch?
So
there are several different types of hot wifing. One type of hot wifing is where the husband sets up the appointment, gives the address of the hotel or the place that the wife's going to go, and then wants to hear about it or watch the video. I'm actually a participant in the hot wifing. I like to set it up, create it, sit and watch it, and then participate.
Well, yeah, and we tried.
We tried cock holding. We didn't like that so much.
Yeah, you said you didn't like it.
I didn't like it. I didn't like, because I just needed to be in the action at the end.
This is so sweet, and I'm so good at kissing. Like, how could you not want to be
like in the business? I mean,
watching it, I get it, but at some point you'd be like, I want some candy too. Don't you think?
Absolutely. So, do you meet with married males that have permission? No, we personally don't. So we probably would, and actually, I've had a lot of married guys contact me and say, I have a hall pass, or my wife's going to allow me to come over and play. So what I normally ask is it okay if we do a four-way video chat with you, your wife, and us, so that we can all be a part of that particular transaction? And 99.9% of the time, they say no, because the wife doesn't actually know about it. So that's one of the things that we are okay with, but we need everybody to be in the transaction.
And this is just how we roll. These are not like swinger 101 rules.
No, this is just
our journey in the lifestyle that we like to share with you through our podcast.
Yeah, so we've been doing it for 9 years successfully, and it gets better and better and better every year. We actually find this to be such an exciting part of our lives that because of the way we set it up and the way we make sure it's going to be a great transaction between everybody, it keeps it really safe, really great, and make sure that everyone involved is fully in. Yeah.
Do you know, I have not had a bad experience, but now I know it's whoever had written as a full-time job for you. I get it, but I have not yet had a bad experience. Hopefully I won't in life. I mean, if I do, I'm not going to live. Yeah. I'll get right back on that horse and do it again.
So I think my answer is yes, we would do a hall pass guy that's married or in a relationship, but we would need to meet.
We would need to meet
or have some kind of engagement with the wife or girlfriend, first of all, to know that she was fully involved in the transaction.
Because this is
not transactional, and that's just the way I roll. That's just the way I do.
Because you like to feel good about it, and we do this because we want to feel good.
Yeah, right? And it gives me spank bank material for like.
Oh my
weeks.
God! We like, fuck literally.
One of the greatest things about having a hot wife experience is have sex like rabbits for like 2 weeks after. It's like 3-4 times a day, whenever you can, you're always having sex. It's like so amazingly sexy and fun and wonderful.
What's that word you like to use? Like you're reclaiming your.
A part of the hot wifing ritual for me and for many other hot wife husbands is the reclamation of your wife after she's had sex with somebody else. And that's me taking her back, bringing her back into me, and me feeling like we're back to being a couple after the experience, because the experience is very detaching and very giving up that role as the husband, spouse, lover. So I give up that during the hot wife experience from the very first point of contact until everybody's come and the person's left. Then I do the reclamation part, and we can talk about that in a whole other podcast, the reclamation sex that couples really need to have, or if they don't do it sexually, they might want to do it verbally to actually talk through.
No, how
talk
can
through.
You stop doing
I
it?
No, because like, it's so, oh, yeah. Anyway, what have you got to say? How?
I mean, I have it pretty easy.
Who doesn't want to have sex with this beautiful thing?
I think I have it pretty easy. I think I do think you guys have a lot more work to do. So sorry about that. But I don't know. Are there any women? I'm curious. Are there any women? I wouldn't know, and I'm sure a lot of you don't want to say who you are. But I wonder if any of
their nipple slips are so sexy.
I can't help it. What can I do?
Now I'm going to tell you, Malik. Just the fact that you it wasn't Malik. I'm sorry.
Be nice.
Oh yeah.
Be nice.
So, well, somebody asked.
Be honest.
Somebody, be honest. Somebody said, "I would love to take you out for a drink to get to know you."
Oh, I didn't see that one.
It's never the way to go. You've always got to talk to the husband first if you're going to be a bull, because Renee is only having sex with you because I'm facilitating it. So you could offer her diamonds. She has enough. But she's not going to have sex with you just because you offered her diamonds, let alone a drink. So you have to talk to the husband always in a hot wife scenario.
But if you'd like to offer diamonds to my husband and come have sex with me, that's okay.
Well, no, that was my point. You got to talk to me and never to the wife. Actually, whenever you're doing hot wifing, it's always to the husband.
No, you're talking to the men.
Always talking to the
men. And if you're not, you're talking to a girl, and you may as well be on Bumble or Tinder or whatever those.
Someone just said, join the queue, Mike.
you have 3 minutes. Does anybody actually have a real question? Because
okay, so we're just going to
not a real. They were all real questions. But does anybody have a last minute question?
It's hard for me to stop talking. So as poor Renee, as you can see, has to fight hard to get her voice heard. We're going to leave it to the floor. Let's see if someone can come up with a really real question for a hot wife, husband, or couple.
So okay,
or even a hot wife.
So this isn't really based on that then. It's, do we ever visit clubs here in Florida? We do.
We do.
Yeah. And silence.
That's really not a hot wifing question. Yeah. That's just a naughty, naughty
question.
Your
best hot wife experience. Do you want me to tell it?
Absolutely.
Or do you want me to tell it?
I already know what the hot wife experience is. You know. So you go ahead.
No, I think you think it's the guy with the Spanish guy with the wavy hair.
No, I don't.
I met in this long, slinky dress. I got to meet the guy in the bar. He'd been in the
Hang on. Let's backtrack. So we were at a very swanky hotel that had a beautiful lounge and bar. Yeah. And Renee wore a beautiful, long, flowing silk dress.
Yeah, not like a little
hoochie. Naked underneath. And it cut right down to her navel. And she was standing at the bar in the lounge. And the gentleman walked through the lobby. And you literally saw her take... Go ahead. So you can take it from there.
I can't breathe. I don't know. I'm seriously sweating, you guys.
Come on. Keep on going.
When I saw him, I was like, oh my God, I gotta go to the bathroom. He is so good looking. I just needed to take a second because I get nervous. I mean, I don't know I don't think there's any women on here, but if you guys, I get really nervous. Just so you know, before you come to the house, I'm
or to the hotel.
So
let's backtrack. So the guy walks in the lobby, and sat at that beautiful little round bar table, and he started walking towards us. Then what?
Oh my God! So then he ordered like fucking man. I can swear in here, right?
Yes.
He ordered fucking a man's drink. Let me tell you, you want to get a wife going, you guys sit there and order yourself a whiskey or something. Don't get a beer.
You got a whiskey.
Fine, but go to the.
You got a whiskey on ice.
Get a man.
And you literally melted. You melted with his big long beard.
And then actually.
And his hair pushed back. Big strong hands.
Actually, I was remembering his hands. He was like, "My hands are a little rough." I'm like, "Oh my God, that feels so good."
It's really bad. Then what happened?
Well, so then actually you left us, and you.
I wanted to give them a moment to connect without me being, because I can be pretty loud and pretty in people's space. So I said, I'm just going to go to the bar. I'm going to get everybody a drink. Then when I came back with their drinks, I said, I'm just going to go to the bathroom and I'll come back. So I gave them at least 7 or 10 minutes to find their moment.
Yeah, and it's funny because I did realize something like that must have been happening, because otherwise we're always together. But it was really nice to sort of...
And when I come back, what happened next? You were like...
Well, then you guys ordered one more drink. I'm like,
And then you're like, can we go upstairs now?
Just drink it then if you got to drink it. But we're going upstairs.
How fast did you want to get him upstairs?
Well, so then, right? Upstairs fast. I had this dress on that tied on my neck. So when we walked into the hotel, I just literally undid this and slipped it off. And the whole thing just like hung to the ground.
Yeah.
And that was it. I had hands and lips everywhere. Oh my God. It was so.
How many minutes?
You guys see, when you follow the rules, this is the stuff you get to do. Yeah. This is just the beginning.
How many minutes within walking in the hotel room did you have a tongue in your pussy? That.
Thank you. Dude, it's not really about sex. I know it kind of is, but it's all about the lead up.
And I actually set it up. I set it up to be a seductory experience for everybody.
The best line of the whole.
Yeah, actually, that really, really was. So with this particular young gentleman, how many minutes before you were in the hotel room were you guys kissing, fingering, sucking, and having an incredibly good time?
Well, it couldn't have been very long.
Like over 60 seconds?
Yeah, probably maybe. Not that much. But then we did try to go. So he put me on the edge of the bed. You know what he did? Mm-hmm. He laid me on the, was a hotel bed. He laid me on the edge of the hotel bed. And then he took my body. I'm like I'm like usually 92 pounds. Right now I'm like 94, but we won't discuss that. He pulled my whole body to the edge of the bed.
He did.
Spread my legs open. And he just licked me so good. I was like, oh my God.
And so I went and I went over into the corner and because I wanted to allow them to have some fun, and I poured both of them a drink and I let them play for a while, and they were almost having sex within minutes. I had to calm the whole thing down. And then I said, hey guys, I poured you a glass of wine. There's a drink here for you. And it allowed everybody to just look up at me and like, oh, you're there. Okay. Take a breath. Yeah. But it was so cool.
I remembered you were there. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just couldn't even think I was remembering everything. But that was a long time ago.
Oh, that was a long time ago. It was one of my favorites.
And he was young. Okay, I got to stop.
So this is actually really fun. This is how much fun we can have with our balls. He actually called us when he was on a date with a girl on the beach one day. He actually was on a Florida beach on a date. And so he called us just to FaceTime
us. He literally FaceTimed us to show us his new girl he was dating.
To show us his girlfriend, to see if we liked her.
She seems nice. She hasn't hung up the phone yet. Wasn't that lovely? Maybe if he's available, because I really did have a good time.
Oh, honey bunny. You know it's one and done. So we used to do one and done. And then we've had a couple of guys come back because I've loved their – I enjoy – the experience has been too quick, so I've had them come back and slow the whole process down a little bit. So we used to be one and done. Now we've done a few guys a few times over. But you have to be careful to keep it for what it is.
Yeah.
And it's a sexual experience.
Totally.
It's not a relationship. So it has to be kept at arm's length because it is an at arm's length transaction, right?
Sure, whatever you say. Okay, listen, you guys. Seriously, I got to say this and then we got to go. So go onto Instagram right now. It's Miami Swings Podcast. Okay, I had sites. I had thousands and thousands of followers. I'm basically starting back over with all of them again. I think they can go on my Angel Renee XO2 or no.
Yeah, you can go to angelrenee.com. We'll bring up all of Angel stuff. But
are we allowed to, I don't know.
So. What are you talking about? Your Instagram?
So, okay, listen, you guys.
Angel Renee XO, Instagram.
No. Miami's Instagram. Miami, you guys, we have a lot of social media. Miami Swings Podcast on Instagram. Go on it right now because I navigate Instagram really, really well. On Facebook, it's Marco and Renee. Okay, that's going to change in a month because we had to wait, but that's
fine. It's also Miami Swings.
And Miami Swings, but I think I have to, they have to ask to be on that one, I think.
No, they don't. Oh, they don't? It's an open forum and it's public.
Oh, I'll post on there even more. I posted something really good on there today. So Miami Swings on Facebook.
And please connect with us on Miami Swings here on SDC. And make sure that you get on follow us so that you will get an invite and a prompt for our next session of Marco and Renee, Miami Swings, the hot wife couple. So that you can, again, log in and hear us chat for half an hour, 45 minutes. The way to do it is to follow us on SDC. And you'll get a prompt or an email or some kind of invite
letting you know that
we're going to be having a chit chat. It will be 2 weeks from today on a Wednesday, 7 o'clock. And hopefully she'll keep her nipples in for the entire show.
Actually, I need to find out if it's okay because I don't really mind, but I don't think they're supposed to. Yeah,
honey, on the other channels, they're having blowjobs and sex.
Okay, give me a kiss for to say goodbye, okay? Sexy motherfucker.
Who doesn't want to kiss this amazingly beautiful, stunning hot wife?
Yeah. All right, guys, listen, we had so much fun with you.
Very nice nipple slip.
We'll see you in 2 weeks, okay? Right?
We'll see you in 2 weeks. It's been great having you listen to us.
We are going to do some off-the-cuff, super random lives on SDC as well, not on the Miami Springs one. It's Marco and Renee, right?
So we also, Marco and Renee is our personal one. We might do some sex live streams.
But all of our parties some and naughty invites, stuff. We're gonna be hosting parties really soon, you guys. It's in the works.
Yes.
So make sure you're on the Miami Springs one.
If you ever wanted to go to a mansion party, we are going to be holding mansion parties throughout the country that you can participate in. Come and stay for a few days with us and enjoy some really good naughty fun.
Super sexy.
Super, super sexy.
Refined.
Super refined.
And this is a time where that's why they're in mansions. You want to be anonymous. We can keep you as anonymous as we can with the people that are there.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Love to you all. Bye for now. Who's going to press the off button?
You do it, baby. I turn things on.
You turn things on. I know you do, darling. I know you do.